This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state could eliminate the sales tax for diapers and menstrual products under a bill that's cleared the Colorado House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Supporters of the bill say essential products like tampons and adult incontinence underwear shouldn't be taxed. Backers argued these taxes especially burden low-income women and families and seniors living on fixed incomes. Legislative analysts estimate the tax exemption would cost Colorado about $11 million each year, but local governments could still choose to tax the products. The measure next heads to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State budget analysts predict Colorado will have 20% more discretionary money next year compared to this year's budget. Here's legislative analyst David Hansen.
The economy continues to recover and show growth across most sectors. Those labor markets continue to improve, spending activity continues to grow, and business investment has improved.
But Colorado's chief economist, Kate Watkins, is warning lawmakers about predicting the economic future around uncertainties such as the war in Ukraine, inflation, and the pandemic.
All of that is lending to a very interesting economic environment and one that's rapidly changing each day. It's a new headline.
State lawmakers will debate next year's budget in the coming weeks. Mostly clear for the Front Range and Western Slope tonight, around 20 degrees, partly cloudy in the mountains, down to 15. This is CPR News.